Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
Today we celebrate the work of Ms. Erica Meyer, Executive Director of Compassion Over Killing, a prominent nonprofit animal rights group in the USA.
Compassion Over Killing actually started in 1995 as a high school club here in the DC area. The founder is no longer with the organization, but he is still involved in an advisory capacity on occasion. The organization was put together by a bunch of students who wanted to get together and take part in protecting animals. And as the organizers graduated from high school, the organization continued. There were members in the community that wanted to get involved, and so it just kept growing a volunteer base. And in 2001, we hired our first employee, and we've grown since then, changing from a small high school club with no budget and a handful of dedicated volunteers to a full-time staff of six. We are a national organization working to protect farmed animals.
How did Erica Meyer become involved in animal advocacy?
I was in high school. I had made the connection with eating animals and not feeling comfortable with it, but it wasn't until I was 15 in high school that I really decided that I, as a person, can actually do something. I can choose to not eat animals, and so I became a vegetarian. And I became active in high school, but I mostly became active in environmental issues. Our high school had an environmental studies program. They fostered the development of an environmental organization that I participated in. And then in college, I was in Worcester, Massachusetts. I went to Clark University, and I discovered the world of animal activism. There was an animal rights group on campus, and I met some other people who were vegan. In high school, I didn't even know another single vegetarian. But when I became vegetarian, a few of my friends also did. But in college, I had no idea what veganism was, and I had never really been exposed to the suffering inside factory farms. I knew about slaughterhouses, and I didn't want to support that, the cows and the pigs and chickens being killed for meat, but I didn't fully understand the misery that egg-laying hens endure and that dairy cows endure. And I learned about that, and in college I decided to become vegan, and I decided that this was something I felt so passionately about that I wanted to dedicate more of my time to doing it. And so my interest in animal activism just continued to grow from there.
Through the years, Compassion Over Killing has acted as a strong voice for farmed animals by doing undercover investigations of factory farms, running effective advertising campaigns, and conducting public outreach activities. Compassion Over Killing informs communities about the inherent suffering involved in producing meat, egg, and dairy products, and that we as consumers have the power to make caring choices by always selecting plant-based foods.
We've actually conducted multiple investigations inside factory farms and slaughterhouses. One of our organization's primary focuses within factory farming is the egg industry. Most people have no idea when they go to the grocery store and they're buying a dozen eggs where those eggs actually came from. And the overwhelming majority of eggs sold in the U.S. are coming from hens who are so tightly crammed inside wire cages, they can barely even move. So we have made it our mission to expose the suffering that these hens and to encourage people to leave eggs out of their shopping carts.
What was the public's response when you released this information?
There is always outrage. The general public is shielded from these images by the industries. When you go to the grocery store, you'll see packages that show happy cows with an idyllic barnyard in the background. So there's a perpetuated myth by the industry that only happy animals are going to produce meat, milk, or eggs. But the reality is that they've turned these into literally factories where they are treating these animals like meat, milk, and egg-producing machines. And so these animals are suffering for our sake of being able to buy cheap food at the grocery store. And most people have this understanding, or they believe, that, of course, we protect dogs and cats. All 50 states have anti-cruelty laws. Therefore, we must be protecting farmed animals as well. It's the moral thing to do. And the overwhelming majority of the public believes that farmed animals should be protected by law. But the reality is that most states exempt farmed animals from those statutes.
When we come back, we'll have more from our interview with the wonderful Erica Meyer and how her organization is building a better world for humans and animals. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to this edition of the Shining World Awards series featuring Ms. Erica Meyer, Executive Director of the animal advocacy group Compassion Over Killing. Under Erica Meyer's leadership, Compassion Over Killing has been quite active in getting the word out on the beautiful vegan diet and why we should always treat our animal friends with kindness and respect.
We have a range of campaigns and the factory farming investigations that we do. We use that footage not only in media exposés, but we actually put together 30-second commercials using some of that footage, and we air them on MTV stations nationwide. It's what we call our pro-vegetarian commercial campaign, and we've been doing that since 2004. And because we have a limited budget, we choose to air on MTV because studies show that a youthful audience is more likely to take our message of compassion and turn it into action for animals and choose vegetarian foods. Millions and millions of times these ads have been viewed, and we are constantly getting feedback from people about how their lives have been changed from these ads. So that's one of the campaigns that we run, and that's a national campaign. We also have regional campaigns. For example, you guys actually came out to our Maryland Veg Week in April, where we encourage people to pledge to go vegetarian for a week. We gain the support of politicians. This year we had federal, local, and county representatives who pledged to go vegetarian for the week and talked about why they felt that these issues were important for our health, for the environment, as well as for animals.
Thanks in part to Compassion Over Killing's local initiatives, in July 2010, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, named Washington, D.C. as the most veg-friendly city in all of North America.
We work with restaurants in the area, and we're branching out to other cities now. But several years ago in the area, we started reaching out to restaurants, asking them to offer more vegetarian and vegan options. And one of the first restaurants we worked with was Java Green, which is located in downtown D.C. They decided to take meat completely off the menu, and they are now nearly an all-vegan restaurant. So that's the type of work that we do as well, is ensuring that there are options available in the community so that when people are thinking about vegetarian or vegan foods, they realize that you can go anywhere and find these options, and it becomes available and removes some of those social hurdles to choosing plant-based foods.
For the organization's noble example, Supreme Master Qinghai recently honored Ms. Erica Meyer and Compassion Over Killing with the Shining World Compassion Award. Ms. Meyer received a letter of gratitude from Master, of which the following is an excerpt. With your determination and courage to speak the truth, you are helping to turn the tide towards a more humane world. Ms. Meyer, you are a gem sparkling for us all to see, motivating people to change their lives and see our animal co-inhabitants as intelligent, conscious, feeling, and loving beings. We thank you for your strength in speaking out against animal cruelty and for standing tall as one of their most loyal and best friends. For outstanding advocacy and untiring passion promoting animal rights, for unconditional love towards all beings, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the brave and compassionate deeds of Ms. Erica Meyer, Executive Director of Compassion Over Killing. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you very much. It's
been
a true honor.
Our pleasure.
Erica Meyer also received a beautiful crystal award plaque.
In recognition of exceptional, humane, loving concern, kindness and dedication, devotedly nurturing and protecting our precious animal friends, creating a brighter future for all God's creations. With compliments and gratitude for your inspirational sacrifice and compassion, caring for our cherished co-inhabitants.
Thank you. This is beautiful.
Compassion Over Killing was presented with a gift of $10,000 from Supreme Master Qinghai to further its mission.
Thank you so much. This is incredible and will go a long way in helping us help animals.
To close today's program, Shining World Compassionate Laureate Erica Meyer has a message for Supreme Master Qinghai.
I'd like to thank her dearly for her incredible support for Compassion Over Killing to help us help more animals, and that I have known about the Supreme Master for many years. In fact, the first restaurant when I became vegan that I started to eat at was Kuan Yin in Worcester, Massachusetts, where I learned all about the Supreme Master. And so I am absolutely appreciative of all that she has been doing for many, many years to make the world a better place for animals. Veg, go green to save the planet.
Many thanks, Ms. Erica Meyer and Compassion Over Killing, for your animal-promoting endeavors. May Compassion Over Killing continue to spread a message of love in heaven's blessings and protection. For more details on Compassion Over Killing, please visit www.cok.net. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Shining World Award Series. Up next is Enlightening Entertainment, after Noteworthy News. May peace, happiness, and love forever be known by all lives on our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.